This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A jail boss finally is caught, but shoots herself and dies before she's cuffed. The inmate she was with is now in isolation, shackled. Questions abound. There's also a lot of questions about some Americans who were found dead at a resort in the Bahamas. And Ukraine says Russian missiles hit hotels and a mall in Odessa. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just start to another week here in the beginning of May. Hard to believe, right? Time is so flying so fast in 2022. Somebody told me one time, it's the years that fly, the days are long. I thought that was a pretty good explanation. It's been a lot of long days for those that were on the manhunt trying to find Vicky White, the Alabama ex-corrections officer who escaped with an inmate. She died actually in the hospital from injuries that she sustained after a self-inflicted gunshot wound when the car that she was in was being chased by officers and crashed and rolled. And with that wreck, the inmate, Casey White, who was driving the car, was pulled out. She was trapped. They did pull her out, but she was pinned inside. But she did have a gunshot wound because she pulled out a gun and shot herself. So there were a lot of things that happened during these 11 days for this nationwide manhunt, even though they really believed it was somewhere in the Midwest. And at least a couple of states up from Alabama, when I say up, going north. So some surveillance footage helped. There were little breadcrumbs along the way, but the surveillance footage of the inmate, Casey White, actually hosing down a car was what part of what tipped off the police in that area to go after him and her and to find them. They were in Evansville since May 3rd, they believe, in Indiana, and a lot of days, and it was very lucky that they stumbled on them, and it was really catching him in that stall in the self-service, you know, hose down at the car wash. So the escape was well planned. It had to have been and calculated. It looked like there was some preparation into it because she had cash. They had cars. They had what they needed to make it happen. But how does somebody who spends her life in that position think that she can escape and escape with him and nobody's going to catch it? And sure enough, it wasn't the first time he escaped a detention center. But certainly with her. And once investigators were notified that the 2006 Ford F-150 had been discovered at a car wash, that was when it all started to fall apart for them. That security camera, those images that the U.S. Marshals were able to see, the tip that they got. So before she died, she was facing forgery. Vicky White was facing forgery, identity theft charges in Alabama, and also the charge of permitting or facilitating escape, if you will, in the first degree. That was filed all last week after she left prison, saying she was taking him, the inmate, for a mental health evaluation, and it wasn't even scheduled. They had no idea. It wasn't even scheduled. They just assumed it was, because why would she say that? And that she was going to get some medical care after dropping him off because she didn't feel great. And she obviously felt really good because she took off with him and they had some kind of a plan that worked and put together, was well put together and took off. And the preparation had to be there. And it was clear because they would have been able to catch them, I think, much earlier if there were even more breadcrumbs than the few that they left. So strange. It was her last day of work. Her retirement papers were never finalized, though. So nobody, I think, was suspecting what would happen. And that's the end of that story. He faces more charges, and it'll be a very long time, if ever, that he gets out of prison. This is a very sad story. Four very excited people, two different couples who didn't even know each other, were at the same resort, thrilled to be there in the Bahamas. Great weather, the pool, the drinks, the dinners, the inclusiveness of it, just relaxing on the sandy beaches and in the pool. And they're not coming home. Just one who is fighting for her life, although it looks like she'll make it. These four people who were there, the one couple, the Phillipses from Tennessee, were declared dead at the resort. Then there was another couple who the husband, Vincent Shirella, just 64, was found unresponsive. He was in a separate room from his wife. And she was found enough that she was, she woke up, her legs and her arms were swollen. She couldn't move. She screamed and screamed and screamed. Somebody came in and they airlifted her and got her to a hospital in Miami. So now there's just nothing but questions from the family as to what could possibly have happened. So samples were taken. They're being sent to a lab, or were sent to a lab in Philadelphia, so they can figure out what in the world happened, that these totally unrelated, didn't know each other couples were in separate villas and they died. That they something happened to them that killed them. Not good for a resort that a lot of people go to. A lot of people go to these sandals resorts, especially this one in the Bahamas. And of course, what are they going to do? They just released a statement saying nothing's more important than the safety of the guests, and that they're investigating and they're doing everything that they can possibly do. The toxicology report will tell what happened. But what a terrible thing for those families. You know how it is, and your parents are in their early 60s, and it's that time where they're celebrating things. They've been together for a long time, which was the case of both of these different couples. So they're supposed to be having a great time, and yes, things can happen in its life, but not like that. When all of a sudden, you know you're not right. You are responding to something not feeling right to you. So you go to a clinic, you get checked out, but that's it. And then within 8 hours, you are gone, and there's nothing but question marks, nothing but question marks. Ukraine, the latest there, if we just took one area, a shopping mall and two hotels were hit by Russian military strikes on Monday in the southern port city that we've talked about before of Odessa. They were fired from a plane. They hit a tourist infrastructure target. Two people were hospitalized from the missile strike. It's lucky that there weren't more. There was significant damage at the hotel in the village in the area, and there was a second hotel that had damage as well. Why were they targeted? What could it possibly mean? Shopping mall was hit by seven missiles. Five people were wounded. One person died in that missile strike. It never ends. And yet the sanctions continue. Anything to choke off Putin. World leaders got together at G7 summit over Zoom. We'll see what it yields.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Is with us. She's written a book called AFM. Think about romance. Think about adventure. Think about love. Oh, that sounds good right now. Joy, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So tell me about the book. What is the book about?
The book is about a young woman who got involved with a very southern gentleman and his family, and they're getting married. And she owns a motorcycle shop, which he dislikes immensely, because she's got dirt under her fingernails and she swears and, you know, that's just not how it's done. So they plan to get married and she finds out a few things about him previous to the marriage. And she's like, I don't think so, because she was not raised to be foolish. So she has a friend of hers from the garage, Axel. She says to him, can you do a drive-by at the church at 10:15? And, you know, okay, why? And she says, revenge. So, she doesn't marry the southern guy. She had other plans, and she and Axel have a romance and an adventure, and it works out really well for them. Oh, it's all good, yeah.
Well, I love the whole idea of the motorcycles. Wow, what drew you to the motorcycle?
My grandfather had motorcycles. He had a 1923 Redding Standard and a 1915 Indian that had not been touched since, I think, 1915. Oil and gas, yes, but paint was original. And, you know, I love old bikes. I love old bikes. I love old stuff in general. I like antiques.
Wow.
But, you know, that kind of played in my head. And I'm like, okay. So I Googled many, many things. And every bike in the book is accurate and true, and that's how they came. And I had a ball writing this. I really did, you know, because I grew up in a garage with people around that, you know, talk like they talk in a garage. So I got it, you know. There's a reason for the language. There's a reason, you know. It's just what they do. They enunciate and they, you know, they explain. It's like, well, it's a, you know, you're going, oh, God, there's that word again. But, yes, that's how they speak. So you just adapt and adjust, and it's okay.
Were the characters and that story, was that based on things that you've seen in your life?
Yeah, it's based on things I've witnessed. It's based on people I know. There's a little bit of me in there. It's a bunch of people all wrapped into one. It's like the best qualities of one person and the best qualities of another person, and I can make two or three different people out of it. So it's a lot of what I know and what I've experienced. Yes, absolutely.
What made you decide you were going to write a novel and have a ball doing it?
Well, I sat down at my computer and wrote the first line, and it took off from there. I love writing. I've been doing it for 6 years, and I enjoy the absolute hell out of it. You know, I have an absolute ball because I never know exactly what the story's going to be. I don't do storyboards. I don't write out, you know, this character's doing this and this character's doing that, and then they're going to do. I don't do it that way. I just sit at the computer and start clacking the keys and see what happens, you know.
How fun. Will you write a sequel to this?
I could. I don't know if I will, but I could. You know, there's enough characters in there. I could spring off of that and have other people, you know, in a different book. But, you know, this book, there's a lot in it. I mean, it's a long book, but it's good quality reading. People should enjoy it. People should take notice of it and pay attention. Because, like I said, I had an absolute flipping ball writing this. I really did.
And so it sounds like you pretty much know what the target audience is. It's anybody who wants to have fun and wants to enjoy a book that takes them in a lot of different places with lots of different characters. But I'll ask you, what do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
I want them to know that there's hope and there's love and things do get better no matter what. You don't have to be stuck in a situation that you're unhappy in, and you don't have to be stuck doing what you don't want to do. Be yourself. Just be you, you know? Be yourself. And if people don't like it, bring them. <You know? laughs> they don't need to be in your life. They can go. Because if they're not paying rent, they don't belong in your head, you know?
Yeah, and in your book, that's the way the book is. Like, if somebody cuts you off, if somebody treats you wrong, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Get rid of them.
Exactly. They don't matter. They are the problem. They are not the solution to anything. You make you happy. You know, nobody else can do that for you. You do it for yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're unhappy, change something. Anything. You know, change your damn shoes. You know, if that makes you happy, do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so interesting. And you sat down and this thing just started to write itself. The first line just poured out.
Exactly. I started typing and I'm like, well, damn, okay. Let's see how Roland really is. And let's find out, you know, who Trixie is. And let's find out what Axel thinks and Sammy and, you know, Ed and you know, the other guys. And it wrote itself. It really did. And I, like I said, I had an absolute ball doing this.
What do your friends think? What did family think when you said, hey, I wrote a book?
Well, I won't let my mother read it. And my sister my sister is very busy in her life. She's got three grown boys and they are into everything. So she doesn't have time, which is fine. But they did encourage me and they're like, nope, that's great. That's amazing. That's fabulous, you know. And my friends are like, I read it. Oh my God, that sounds like so and so and such. And I'm like, well, yeah, he's part of it. So yeah, you know, it's people that I know and that my friends know. So it worked out. You know?
I like it. They're finding themselves in it. Joy
exactly.
Valentine.
They're like, oh yeah.
That's funny. Joy Valentine, you are a delight.
Thank you so much.
And energy. AFM. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank
Definitely.
You.
Thank you.
Wow, she had such a great attitude, didn't she? I mean, that's positively, she had positivity just oozing from her. It's nice to talk to somebody who is, like, so enthusiastic. And I can relate. It was so interesting to me when she was talking about motorcycles and her grandfather. And then you can see when you're writing a novel, no matter what the novel's about, the things that seep into your mind that sit there from childhood or through the years, and then how that develops into just a little bit something extra special. And I think that she captured that imagination of what could happen and being around bikes and being in those situations and really understanding it makes a huge difference. I don't understand this, but we've been seeing this a lot lately. How about these thieves that just, I mean, I get smash and grab, right? That's been happening for forever. But how about these L.A. thieves that are in Rolls Royces and they rob people, they rob places where they just walk right in, right? Or in the case of these thieves, they were in the Rolls Royce, so of course, right? People look at the Rolls Royce, they're not thinking anything. And they robbed an unsuspecting couple of $19,000 worth of luxury watches. And it happened, oh, I want to say it was Sunset Boulevard. It happened over the weekend, and they were in their own car. And 4 to 8 people came up in a black Rolls Royce because they weren't thinking anything. They demanded the couple hand over their watches. One was valued at $1,000, but the other was a Rolex watch worth $18,000. And apparently the victims were kind of intoxicated, so they weren't very cooperative with the law enforcement types that responded to the scene. And one of them even had minor injuries. So now there's a Crime Stoppers thing out there. How many people are going to respond to that? There's 19,000, because you just see it, you know, on face value. $19,000 worth of stuff was stolen. And then you realize, oh, it's a rich couple with a Rolex watch and another watch that's not nearly worth anything compared to the other one. But these, it's easy to prey on them because they roll up in a Rolls and figure they're not going to think anything, and then, boom, they're out of their car. Lock those doors, especially in the wee hours. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed a bill that is to expedite the process of sending military aid to Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. But caving to aggression is even more costly.
His signature on the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act comes as the Kremlin's invasion of the Eastern European country enters its third month. The president vowed the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine in their fight to defend their country and their democracy. As for Russia, its president marked V-Day with no major victory to tout. Vladimir Putin again sought to justify his invasion, falsely casting it as a battle against Nazism in an attempt to link the current invasion to when Hitler was defeated. Major indexes on Wall Street losing big time on Monday. The Dow lost 654 points. The Nasdaq dropped more than 4%. This is USA Radio News. The jail official from Alabama who helped a murder suspect escape is dead. Vicki White was assistant corrections director in Lauderdale County when she was tasked with escorting Casey White to court at the end of April. The two, who are not related, went on the run for more than a week until the law caught up with them near Evansville, Indiana. Casey White surrendered after the vehicle they were in got wrecked after a pursuit. Vicki White was transported to the hospital after she shot herself. Jacob Blake has dropped his federal civil rights lawsuit against the Wisconsin police officer who shot him during a domestic disturbance, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down. The shooting prompted protests in Kenosha, in which Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shot two men and wounded a third. There is no indication why the lawsuit is being dropped. The officer, Rustin Shesky, was cleared of any wrongdoing by prosecutors in the shooting. The Dow lost 2% on Monday, Nasdaq dropping more than 4%. The S&P 500 lost more than 3%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Fertilizer and Lake Mead. What do they all have in common? Just the facts. Yep, we're talking about it as I know them to be true. Let's start with Lake Mead. You know, they found more human remains over the weekend, less than a week after a body in a barrel was discovered at the reservoir. It's very strange because the fact is the water's gone down so much, they're finding all kinds of things. The Clark County Medical Examiner is trying to help with determining the cause of death, so right now they don't have any more information on it. But it was actually the second time they found a body at Lake Mead. The first one they found on May 1st, and that victim was likely a murder victim who died from a gunshot wound sometime, they say, around the mid-70s to the early 80s, looking at the clothing and footwear that the victim was found with. Isn't that crazy? And this was all released from the Las Vegas Police Department. I used to live not too far from there, and the lake was always so full. But this was years ago, and now this lake has drained so dramatically over really the last decade and a half. Around 40 million people in the West, because we've talked about water shortages, rely, and this is just the facts, on water from the Colorado River and its two largest reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Power, where levels have fallen at this crazy rate over the past couple of years. And as of Monday, the water level is right around 1,052 feet above sea level. So that's about 162 feet below its 2,000 level when it was considered full. It's the lowest level on record for the reservoir since it was filled in the 1930s. Isn't that crazy? And It's not crazy. This is Lake Powell, not to confuse you, Lake Powell. When we look at Lake Mead and Lake Powell, those two, these unprecedented steps they have to take to keep more water in the reservoir, whatever they have to do, they've never had to do some of the rationing that they've had to do, but they just can't keep it up. They've got to figure out a way to stabilize the reservoir before it's an even bigger crisis. And there is no reservoir. And it blows my mind because people, I used to go there, and I, as I said, it was probably around 2000, and it was, and maybe a little bit after that, and it was so full. And now look what happens a couple of decades later. It's just the state that we're all in, I guess, at this point. All right, speaking of lack of, what's going on with fertilizer? You know, spring is the time where people plant, but you probably don't notice any shortage of fertilizer if you're going to Home Depot, Lowe's, or wherever you go. Farmers are noticing it, though, because global fertilizer, just the facts, markets are really, really feeling a huge crisis. Globally, farmers, of course, rely on fertilizer, but according to something I just read in Bloomberg, the major shortage that we're seeing is, of course, related to supply chain disruption. Also, China stockpiling key ingredients and the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's impeding about a fifth of global nutrient exports. And I read that particular piece out of The Hustle. So with less fertilizer to go around, well, you know what's going to happen. The prices are going to be tremendously higher, and farmers are trimming their use of it. So in Brazil, a 20% reduction in potash could decrease soybean yields, they say, by 14%. In Costa Rica, if farmers apply just a third less fertilizer, coffee yields could drop 15%. As soon as I heard that, I thought, boy, I better stockpile myself on a little bit of coffee. I'm not a hoarder, and I want everybody to get their fair share. But, oh, if I don't have my coffee, are you kidding? West Africa, reduced use is expected to cut rice and corn big there by a third. So we know this. Global food prices shot up 13% in March, and you can expect them to rise probably a lot higher if the fertilizer supply doesn't improve. So there is a solution, right? What happens when the fertilizer shortage, when you're in that situation, right? You got to go to manure. Some sellers are sold out until 2023, and prices, I guess, in Nebraska have doubled. They've doubled. Jeez. All right, I'm a Lego fan. Are you a Lego fan? I'm a Lego fan. So Lego announced plans to increase the number of software engineers working at the company three times over, because they're pushing to expand their digital operations, but they've kind of held back on digital because they were fearing that it could have a negative impact on what was the first thing to think of? Physical toys. If you're not using the Legos, if you're not building things, if you're not doing that, and everything's digital, that would have to cut into those profits. That completely makes sense. We talked about this a lot, the housing market. Of the 100 largest U.S. housing markets, 95% are less affordable than their long-term levels. So to give you an idea of what that means, at the beginning of the pandemic, I just want you to think about this. I'm not going to peeve a bunch of numbers at you in just the facts, but I got to support the data, right? So by saying that, you look at the beginning of the pandemic, that number was 6%. So you heard what I just said. 100, take 100 housing markets, the largest, 95 less affordable. If we went to the beginning of the pandemic, so right in the beginning of 2020, that number was 6%. The high levels are because of what? Rising prices and mortgage rates. It's obvious that's what's going to happen. It's going to shoot it up. So the average rate, I've said this a couple of times, on the popular 30-year fixed mortgage started the year at 3.29. As of Monday, 5.55. Now, that's just the average. The majority, 95% of those housing markets, I said, just are not affordable. And that comes, or, you know, shot up so much. That comes from Black Knight data. If rates were to rise just 50 basis points more,
or home prices were to increase just 5% more, home affordability would be the worst. I mean, think about that. That's nothing. 5% more. Worst on record. So I'm saying ever, of any information that we have. The worst ever. Because we just hit the highest rates we've seen since 2009. And they're continuing to hit those double-digit gains. So now nearly all of the major housing markets in the United States are less affordable than they have been historically. So you take those calculations, and that's what you get. Even though home price gains pulled back a little bit in March, they were still up 19.9% year over year. So what do you do when you're looking? What do you do when you're that consumer? You are struggling with rising prices against, you know, across all categories from real estate, airfare, groceries. These are the things that I say all the time is part of the common denominator for all of us. What's happening in your backyard and mine? And that's what we talk about on the show. And the buzz is that all those things that I just mentioned. Are you moving? Are you talking about your neighbors and the outrageous amount of money that they got for their house? And then you're thinking you're sitting on a pile of cash and do I sell? But geez, if I sell, what do I do? Because if I do, then I have no place to live because how am I going to afford it? And then you're talking about, you know, looking for the best prices that you could possibly get for whatever food it is you're getting. What store are you going to? How much have they shot up? You're looking for the bargains. You're looking to get the staples a lot cheaper than maybe the regular store run that you make. So you're paying attention to what brands are charging what. All right, I happen to like the comedian Kevin Hart. I think he's funny, and he's doing what a lot of comedians and actors and entertainment type people are doing. Like everybody else in the world, they had to sort of pivot during, not sort of, they had to pivot during the pandemic. He was doing this before then, though, but he started a media company and started to reach out to other actors, and he has a media company, Heartbeat Productions. They raised $100 million from a private equity firm, and the deal values the company at $650 million plus, which is interesting because we live in a celebrity-crazed culture. So somebody who's a pretty well-known name starts a media company like a Kevin Hart, like a Reese Witherspoon, who sold her company, her production company, Hello Sunshine, for $1 billion because they get good deals, they know the landscape, people want to do business with them. And this is a very interesting, I think, lucrative trend for them anyway, and for some of the people, certainly the people that are working for them. And I think in a sense, what's really good for the people that are working for them is these are some of the average Joes who are really good at what they do in the business, on the production side or in the scripting side or whatever side of the industry that they're on. So they've created work in an industry that has a terrible unemployment rate and really went through a very, very rough time when we talk about the pandemic. You're not surprised by this, I'm certain, in just the facts as I know them to be true. If we look at chess, Russia's war in Ukraine is causing a lot of problems in the world of online chess. Chess.com, for one, it's a popular online chess platform. What's happened is they're a 200-person private company. So Chess.com issued a statement condemning Russia's invasion. Besides voicing support for Ukraine, the company has banned accounts from Russian players under international sanctions, including multiple Russian oligarchs, because they use it, removed the Russian flag from players' icons, excluded Russian teams from playing in some tournaments. And so Russian players make up 4% of Chess.com's user base, but the country has long been home to the most grandmasters. That's the highest level a chess player can achieve, more than any other nation. Any other nation. So this is having an effect on some of the quality of the chess that's going on. That's a wrap, as they say, just the facts as I know them to be true.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dunn joins us. The name of her book is Turn Devastation into Motivation. The grass really is greener. I love that phrase. The grass really is greener. Brittany, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So let's go through what led you to writing this book. I mean, look, the first part, Turn Devastation into Motivation. What was devastating to you and how did you overcome it?
I was devastated by my multiple sclerosis diagnosis. I was like, what do I do? And I read the book by Ivy Larson, and I saw her on Montel Williams' show, and I was like, okay, well, I want that book, so I got that book. And I was like, okay, well, this is a little something. This is really interesting. But then I also found out what it is that I need to do being an African woman. And I had to eat naturally, more naturally. I mean, Ivy Larson spoke about that in her book, too, but I don't think she spoke about what kind of oils you need to cook in. And I need to have natural oils, such as, like, nut oils, like almond oil, coconut oil, or extra virgin olive oil. And I was like, okay, well, that's perfect, because extra virgin olive oil can be used as a lubricant as well. So I was like, okay, and I started getting more on my natural stuff. And you got to exercise. And I exercise a lot. I used to go to the gym 6 days a week. I was like, okay, nothing happened. And I was like, okay, I need to write a book because I started doing natural health care as far as going to the acupuncturist, the chiropractor, the massage therapist, and things like that. And started doing a little bit of yoga, and it all worked. I was like, okay, I'm on to something here. I'm going to write about this in my book. So I wrote about real life stories as far as like relationships with who you might be dating, family relationships, relationships with caretakers. So I have a chapter in the book called Relationships, and I talk about all those, like, you know, the relationships that didn't work out because I had multiple sclerosis and things like that. And, you know, I was like, okay, I'm on to something here. So I finished my book, and I was like, okay, I need to put this out. And fortunately, Balboa Press contacted me, and that's how I ended up getting my book published for free. Because they were like, we want to publish you for free. I was like, okay, well, I like that. That's the best word in the English language. That's the best word in the English language. Free, F-R-E-E. So I took that deal, and I put my book out, and I had a book signing at my chiropractor's office because I love that chiropractor. I was like, I was scared to go to the chiropractor. So I was like, I don't want you to crack my neck because I saw some movie, I forget what it was, but he killed his patients. I was like, no, don't crack my neck. So they were like, we're not going to kill you. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm scared. I did it, and I was good. Like, and then going to the chiropractor, it actually helped my MS. It helped me walk better. And I was like, okay, I'm on to something with a chiropractor, too. Yeah. So they're not going to kill me. And I was like, I need a massage. And I walked into the massage office using the walker. And by the time I was done, I was able to get up and pretty much didn't need to use my walker. But I started using it again because, one, I walked in there with a walker. Two, I was scared. But I pretty much didn't need to use my walker. I was like, okay, I'm on something with this massage therapy, too. And then the acupuncturist, I was like, okay, you sticking needles in me? I'm not scared. So I did it, and it, like, released a whole lot of stuff, and it made blood start flowing in my legs. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. I mean, I don't need medication for this. I mean, I just got to pay. But other than that, I didn't need medication after all of those appointments.
Mm.
I was like, okay, this is good. I'm going to stay with this.
So, Brittany, let me stop you. What do you hope? I mean, you're telling us great things. I'm sure people are thinking, wow, this could help me. Imagine she had MS and look at what she decided to do, eating better, finding out about oils more specifically, being very specific and intentional about it, going to the chiropractor even though you're afraid and then seeing what relief it brought you, going to the massage therapist, all those wonderful, wonderful things. So are you hoping with the book to open people's eyes to, hey, there's another way?
I really am. I really am. I mean, because I know I've helped over 500 people so far. I'm like, this is interesting. So, like, this one woman that my friend's mom gave the book to because she has multiple sclerosis as well. It was like, oh, this girl knows what she's doing. And I was like, okay. So she said, I know what I'm doing. I'm like, this is interesting. Okay. I'll take that. So I'm hoping to open a whole lot of people's eyes because I'm part of some groups on Facebook, multiple sclerosis groups. And I'm like, I'm telling them, all you have to do is change diet. I mean, eat naturally. Eat stuff that grew from the earth. I mean, granted, there's hybrid foods and things like that that grow from the earth. You don't want the hybrid food. And the hybrid foods are carrots, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower. And you think broccoli is good for you because it's green. No, but it's actually a man-made vegetable.
Mm.
And I used to love broccoli. And I was like, oh, when I found that out, I was like, I gave it up. But I was like, I'm not going to eat that.
Right.
I mean, and when I say, well, say, what are we saying?
You found healthier things.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, had to cut the fast food out. And I'm like, but I love Popeyes. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to give it up. And I gave up McDonald's because I love the chicken nuggets. And then I found out chicken. Where do you find a chicken in the store?
Yeah, good point. No.
Exactly. So it's a GMO bird. It's a man-made bird.
Right.
I was like, oh, I love that bird.
So the point
is, I was like, huh?
So that's the point. The point is, if somebody picks up Turn Devastation into Motivation, the grass really is greener, you're proof, you're living proof that it is greener, and I love the play on words even with greener, that if you just go deeper and do a few of these things, you'll start to feel better with everything, stress, weight, your emotions, all of it. Even if you have MS, and look what you've done with that, and imagine other things people have, diabetes and all these other things that they're dealing with.
I mean, and I have diabetes also. And I'm like, okay, you can control that. If you stay away from the candy, stay away from the candy. That's my only thing. Stay away from sugary stuff and the candy for your diabetes. That's my only thing.
Yeah. Yeah. For you, was it fun writing? Whoops. Was it fun writing this book?
It actually was. It didn't take me that long, like how it takes Stephen King a while to write a book. I mean, granted, my book wasn't that thick, but it didn't take me that long because I was writing real life stuff. I had to figure out the names of the chapters.
So in the end, as we sum this all up, with just a minute or so left, ultimately, what do you hope people take away from Turn Devastation into Motivation, The Grass Really is Greener, and we've been talking about it?
If they have multiple sclerosis, I really hope they change their diet. Like I said, it hurt me when I found out chicken was a GMO bird. And I was like, what? How could you do that to me? Chicken. I mean, because that's like the best tasting bird. I mean, I felt chicken was better than turkey. And I was like, I really didn't eat turkey anyway. But I hope people pick up the fact that all you got to do is change your diet. You don't need that medication. Because medication... And when I say natural, real food, medication is not natural. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to put unnatural stuff in your body. And I do a lot of herbs, too. So garlic helps blood clot, because I ended up getting a blood clot on my chest because I'm in this wheelchair. So, I mean, where I am, I'm like, no, I take garlic. I don't need that Eloquist. And yes, garlic is good.
Yeah, so pay attention. There's great lessons. All of this is already, Brittany's told you many, many things that you can do to be aware and to change the game, change what's happening inside your body and how you feel. And now's the time to do that. For sure.
And there's marijuana. Like, people probably have that thought, oh, marijuana's going to do this, marijuana's going to do that. It's actually going to cure a whole lot of stuff. It helps a whole lot of stuff. Like, I had a problem sleeping. And so I started using, weed, and it worked. It knocked me out.
Right,
I haven't slept like that.
Yeah, I know other people that say that, too. Turn Devastation into Motivation, The Grass Really is Greener. Brittany Dunn, keep spreading the word. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.